And it's another Desert Island Goals, and it's John Gibbons, and I'm delighted to be joined by TV presenter, broadcaster, and it must be say esteemed podcast host. We don't like to promote other podcasts on here, but it does some of the best about it is Colin Murray. Colin, thanks for joining me.
Whatever you do, do not use this podcast to promote Blood on the Tracks, my music podcast for the BBC. Whatever you do, don't do that. Okay, it's brilliant. Free, download it.
I mean, it's one of many that Colin is throwing into the great big podcast pile. I'm happy to promote them all. They're all really good. But today we've got you on to talk about three of your favourite goals. It is normally just Liverpool ones, but as you're doing us a favour, we've allowed a slight stretch on that for the second one. But we are going to, and also Craig Hannon is obviously a big fan of it as well. He works with us, so we've let that go. But we are going to start with a Liverpool goal, and it's going back quite a while. It's a 1986 FA Cup final.
Yeah. The reason why I chose this dead simple. So I obviously is a plastics guy. So born in 77, into being a Liverpool fan. So no choice in the matter. But obviously into an amazing era, right? You know, Star Wars, the first Star Wars was released. Elvis died and Liverpool won the European Cup. They're not mine. At not years old, I can't remember. At 1 year old, I can't remember. At 4 years old, I can't remember. And the first real tangible memory of football I have involving Liverpool, I get little snapshots. So there's an old guy called Mr. Curry that lived just off Endler Park in Ballybean Estate. And he used to sit us all round, claimed he was from the same small village in Scotland as Shankly. And he'd tell us the stories. And he had the same accent and everything. Spellbinding he was. And he'd sit us all round. I remember little snapshots of that. But I remember 84. I remember Roma and I remember the penalty shootout. But I don't remember the whole game. I just remember little snapshots of Grobler and key moments. So the double, 85-86, that's my first Liverpool team as far as I'm concerned. They're my first heroes, right? Yeah. I wanted to be Hansen. I had the top. I wanted to be Hansen. Yeah, Beglin, Whelan, Mulby. These are players that are still my all-time favourite players because they're the first ones I genuinely remember a whole season with them. And like Mulby to me is still as good a passer of a football as I've ever seen in my life. You know, he was one of the first players that blew my mind, that made football look like it was played by magicians on these pitches that were so big my mind couldn't comprehend the size of them. So that season is the first that I can properly go, I remember what happened. You know, and I nearly chose the Dalglish goal at Stamford Bridge to win the league. Because you know what I always remember about that Panini stickers? The year after when the book came out, they did a page that wasn't square rectangle stickers. It was actual like shaped stickers, and when you got it, you had to pull them off and it would complete a picture. And one of them was the Dalglish celebration of that goal. And they picked that because I had about 10 of those stickers. Although I used to stick them all over my bedroom, all over the house and get in trouble. But that season, I remember everything of. And that day of that FA Cup final, I remember. Tell me if I'm talking shite, by the way. Just tell me to shut up. I'll just keep going in and you tell
no,
me.
No, no, it's great.
I remember everything about that day. I remember playing football before it outside the house. I remember the gravel on the driveway. I remember everything about that day.